It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Hey, Tom O'Rourke is joining us on the phone this morning. His order from Yurts R Us finally arrived. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I was surprised when we talked after the storm back in July and Hartley had a huge blowdown of trees and the poor yurt that you'd been using for educational purposes was damaged, that you can't just, I mean, maybe it isn't called Yurts or Us, but you can't just order a yurt and poof, you know, have it arrive, you know, next day if you pay extra shipping. It turned out to be kind of a complicated process. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, I found it kind of shocking. You know, we reached out to every yurt company that we could find on the internet, and we basically said, how soon can you get us a yurt? And every one of them came back, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, some even longer than that. So I was picturing storage rooms full of yurts. You place an order, they put it on a pallet,
right.
It's shipped to you
right.
Almost immediately. It turns out that's not the case. And I don't know the reason for it. If they build them each time they get an order, or if the popularity of yurts has gotten so great that all of these companies can't keep up with the demand. But we have one, and it's here, and it's up, and it's being used as we speak. So we're happy about that.
So, as you say, there's either a huge demand for yurts and they can't keep up, or there isn't a demand for yurts and,
right.
you know, they go, oh, hey, guys, we got to build a yurt. Somebody wants one.
Yeah, they've all just been hanging around drinking coffee and then
waiting for someone to order a yurt.
2 weeks goes by and finally someone orders one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, now there's an opportunity. Maybe as a possible money-making venture for Hartley, that at some point you could put on a little location there, a little part of the land, a yurt workshop. You could call it.
That's interesting.
You could call it a yurt shop.
Oh, that's perfect.
And
not unlike our Yurt Got Hurt fundraiser.
Exactly.
There's a lot of cute rhymes, you know.
You know, the thing about yurt is it is a funny word. And people probably were not familiar with what a yurt even is until Hartley started talking about the yurt got hurt. So, what is a yurt?
See, now I knew you were going to ask. It's kind of tricky. They're Mongolian originally, and they were sort of nomadic shelters that people would put up and then take down when they had to keep moving. And so, it's a circular structure. In the case of ours, it's not very movable because it's 30 feet in diameter, almost 700 square feet. But it has a lattice work around the side, and the outside is a sort of treated canvas. And I like to tell people it looks, when you get inside, kind of like a big circus tent. It's beautiful. We're not used to going in circular structures. You know, most structures are square, rectangular, and so it's an interesting, I think, learning environment for kids who come in for a field trip program. Their eyes get wide every time they walk in and look up at, there's a dome in the middle, and it's just really neat.
So how much use will you be able to get out of the yurt now before wintertime comes, or can you use it all year round?
Yeah, our aim is to use it all year round. It has a wood stove currently, and you know, our preschool program expanded. September to May, we run field trips and preschool concurrently. And so the yurt is really a critical component of our ability to do both of those programs because they've grown. So now, like today, for example, we've got 100 kids from Congdon coming for a field trip, and half of them will go in the building to have a little introduction to what they're studying, and half of them will go into the yurt. And then, you know, most of what we teach takes place out in the broader park, but we're going to be using the yurt all season long. I might have to go there at 5 in the morning and start a fire so it's warm enough for a field trip at 9 o'clock, but that's our plan.
So wherever will you find firewood to burn in the yurt?
Right. We have a lifetime supply, which is, I guess, the one good thing you could say about the storm is lots of downed trees, lots of wood. And we've had wonderful volunteers coming out of the woodwork and saying, how can we help? And some of them, the most skilled, I don't count myself among them, have been doing a lot of chainsaw work for us.
Wow. Well, the other nice thing, you know, in terms of the community participation is that it wasn't too long ago that the Duluth Folk School offered a chainsaw class. So it's possible that their new graduates are among those that are coming out to help get that wood ready to keep all the little tots warm over the winter.
You know, my neighbor and I both talked about taking this class because we both got chainsaws recently. And I like to think I pulled a great move because he ended up taking the class and I didn't. And so I'm hoping to just rely on him now.
Excellent.
And say, you are qualified to help me do this, and I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm a danger to myself. Please come over and help.
And society.
Right.
Well, Tom, that is great news. Thank you so much for coming on the air with us this morning, sharing the great news. You guys stay warm and toasty and enjoy your field trip day today, okay?
Yeah, and all you people, when you come to the park, stop on into the Nature Center, and I'll give you a grand tour of the new yurt.
Oh, and incidentally, Tom's neighbor, you know, you're on to him now. So boot him over to the class the next time enrollment comes around. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Tom O'Rourke is the executive director at the Hartley Nature Center, and he joined us this morning as our guest on Green Visions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.